Alexa, play The Climb by Miley Cyrus, please. Hello, everyone. Happy Saturday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown with the Cohere Collective, and today we are focusing on the sixth pillar of coherence, which is purpose that manifests as creativity. This is an offered intention or focus for today's session, but of course, if there is anything else you'd like to focus on or use in conjunction with this theme, please do so. Always make these yours, make them work for you, use them in whatever way serves you. I'm trying to create these as a starting point for you to graft your ritual onto in whatever way works for you. To get us started today, I'm going to light some Palo Santo to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. As your breath deepens, allow it to be a tool to bring you into this present moment. Slowly begin to let your exhales be longer than your inhales. And sink a little bit deeper into whatever is supporting you. Allow your chair or bed to take all of your weight. Allow the earth to absorb it. Gravity is not holding you down, but supporting you as a soft place to land. In this moment, give yourself permission to just take these next few minutes for you. If any thoughts about the past or the future come up, notice them, allow them, and then let them pass. If any bodily states or emotional states pop up, similarly, notice, don't fight them, and then let them go with love and come back to the present. Here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in and keep inhaling, really expand and exhale. And tune into the collective, the bells here letting us know that Source is with us. Tune in to all of these people and these energies and these souls across space and time, sharing this moment, sharing this breath, and sharing this ritual. Slowly, you can allow your breathing to return to a comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Okay, I am going to start shuffling our cards for today. And as I do so, I want you to call back to mind our theme of purpose that manifests as creativity and anything else that you may have called into today's session as an intention or a focus. Okay. That happened fast. Today we have the Knight of Swords in reverse, and the Knight of Swords is the quickest of the knights, but we see a knight in shining armor with some red drapery around him on horseback, moving very quickly, a sword aloft in hand, charging forward. The knights are often considered the messengers of the tarot, where pages are about communicating something, the knights are about the change that is coming from that communication, if that makes sense, how the page kind of progresses into the knight. The Knight of Swords is traditionally all about an intellectual message. Oftentimes this is considered a revelation, an epiphany is coming, and that will bring rapid, fast change, right? Rapid, fast change is coming. To get this in reverse is to ask us to slow down and not overly rely on our intellectualization of our purpose, of our creativity. We may be wanting a sign. We may be wanting a message. We may be wanting change. But change does not come out of a vacuum. We must do the work, take the steps to allow the universe to meet us with whatever change we're hoping to create or experience. You can't rush the process. Purpose is the thing, right? It is like the perennial question that we all have. Why am I here? Why am I here? What is the meaning of life? What is the meaning of my life? And those are very good questions to ask. Those are arguably the only questions to ask. And that means you can't just find an answer and stick with it and charge ahead. It means you have to sit with it. You have to struggle in it. You have to marinate in it, right? You have to let the doubt and the confusion and the uncertainty become the blanket that can soothe a cold night, right? That the uncertainty is a part of your purpose because it is ever evolving. If you had an easy answer and were able to charge forward, then it wouldn't really be your purpose, because that would mean there's a box to check. It would mean that your purpose could end, could be done, could be fulfilled. And that's not what purpose is. Purpose isn't the top of a mountain. It is... It's the climb. Alexa, play The Climb by Miley Cyrus, please. But truly, it's making me think of, I believe it's the Eight of Cups card, that it is this arduous, never-ending process that beauty arises through. Purpose is the thing that hits us in the midst of the journey. It is not at the end of it. I think so often, so many of us have purpose anxiety and purpose stress. And I think it's because there is this idea that once you find your purpose, you can do it and you have it figured out. And that's what our minds want, right? We are inherently completionist. Humans like to solve things. We like to solve puzzles and to put them away in their nice little boxes. That's why we have labels. That's why we have generalizations. That's why we have all of these categories, right? Like, I think the LGBTQIA plus community is a great example of this, right? We have an array of labels that people identify with so that you can kind of have a shorthand for understanding yourself, understanding others, understanding a piece of identity. But sexuality cannot be diluted down into five different categories, right? It is a shorthand to understand a vastly nuanced and complicated topic. Same thing with our names, right? It is a shorthand to understand who we are talking about, but you are not your name. Just saying Reese does not carry all of the things that make me up. So all that to say, if you're rushing the process, you're not really doing the process. If you're finding one word or one sentence that encapsulates the whole thing, you're not talking about your purpose. You're talking about something else. Not that it can't be helpful, not that it can't be useful, but it's not purpose. To move into our mantra today, inspired by the Knight of Swords in reverse and this theme of purpose and creativity, our mantra is going to be, I am expansive and so is my purpose. And I hope that that is self-explanatory. Okay, here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And on the exhale, we will repeat this mantra of I am expansive and so is my purpose. Okay, whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, I am expansive and so is my purpose. To move into our practice today, do something that feels unpurposeful, but that you feel you've always felt called to do. I'll give an example to make this, to ground it a little bit into what I'm talking about. For me, this is my purpose, right? In the sense of this is kind of all around what I am trying to do, cohere things and all of that good stuff. But I love D&D. And it's one of those things that, like, does it further this other kind of ephemeral thing that I'm doing over here? Not really. And it feels kind of disconnected because it's a comedy thing that I enjoy doing. It's about having stupid fun with my friends and creating a space for us to hang out together. And for a long time, I was like, oh, well, it has nothing to do with my purpose. It's just something fun I like to do, which is still worthwhile and worth doing. And then I realized, no, this has everything to do with my purpose because the pieces of D&D that I love are that connection. It is the creativity of building a world. It is laughter with my friends. It is storytelling and finding the greater themes and human truths that we can touch on through being so stupid with each other. And that feels like part of my purpose too. So when I say, do something, invite something in that has nothing to do with your purpose, but that you're still kind of called to do that you enjoy doing, I'm talking about whatever, in this analogy, your D&D is, right? Whatever that thing is that feels like I really don't know why. It has nothing to do with like my overarching goals or like this big thing, but I just enjoy doing it. Enjoy doing it. Do something small with it today. If it happens to be D&D, maybe you don't have a session, but homebrew a magic item or, you know, something small that you can put into practice. And you don't have to have the epiphany today about how it may be connected with your purpose, but just enjoy it. Be present with the experience and notice if anything comes up. Nothing might, and that's okay too. It's still worthwhile to do these things that we're called to do that are just pure fun. But lean into it and notice. Thank you so very much for being here with me today. I hope you enjoyed today's daily ritual. If you did, please share it with someone that you think would also enjoy it or maybe needs to hear this message today. Let me know in the comments down below what this thing is that you love doing that feels separate from your purpose, but maybe it's actually not. What that thing is. I'd love to know. I'd love to know the things that we all love doing that are just for fun, that feel random, right? What's the random thing that you love? Thank you so much for being here with me today again, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing you right back here on Monday. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence. That can't become a thing, Reese. That can't become a thing. As soon as I get over feeling cool about my new tattoo, I promise you I will stop doing that. Oh my gosh. It is a podcast to help you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please follow, subscribe, leave us a like, 5-star rating, and a review. Share it, comment down below. Give a little nudge to the algorithm to allow this work of coherence to be spread, to allow other people to see it, and to hopefully help me in making the world a wholer place. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love. I leaned in to make the smack loud on the mic. That's why I did that.